A number of Guilford County religious groups want more state and federal support for our nation's food stamp program. Wednesday afternoon, a little more than two dozen people and several religious leaders gathered around the flagpoles outside the Guilford County Department of Social Services. This agency distributes food stamps to about 90,000 people in the county. The group held a prayer vigil for the hungry. Organizer Bob Huron says this is one area where federal politicians can't afford to make cuts.
Some of the representatives said, well, churches and religious organizations could make up the difference. It would amount to about $50,000 for every church in the United States, and that's churches of all sizes.
Huron also chairs the local chapter of Bread for the World, an international nonprofit Christian-based organization that urges world government leaders to change policies allowing hunger and poverty to persist. Last year, the nation spent $78 billion to provide food stamps. Now on Capitol Hill, congressional members are working to cut funding. According to Huron, one option would create a huge burden on churches.
Something like 90% of the people, at least in our area, who receive food stamps are working, but they just aren't making enough money. They're still below the poverty line, so they really need the help.
Guilford County is one of several test sites for a new computer program that will streamline how families get food stamps and other social service benefits. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News.